We are into the second week of NFL free agency. Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Tuesday. And Donald Penn, formerly of the Oakland Raiders, an offensive tackle, is the apple of our eye this week because this is somebody who has a lot of experience, 11 years starting full-time in the NFL. Seth, you have gone back, looked at the film. What do you like about Donald Penn?
I for one, he's been very, very good for a long time. And I like the fact that he's a 6'4" guy. He's not like incredibly physically dominatingly huge or anything. He's just done it because he's more athletic than you think he is based on his body type. And he uses his hands really well. He does all the things that you want younger guys to see. You want a younger guy like Julion Davenport to watch this guy and say, oh, all right, that's how you get it done. Versus right now where Julion Davenport has nobody to show him how to get it done. I like that a lot. I like that he's been durable for most of his career until the last year. The problem is that he's also 36 years old. I also like this. Donald Penn strikes me as the kind of guy that won't be bothered or scared of our smoke plume. I think as he's driving in from the airport, he'll look at the smoke plume and be like, "Ah, no biggie. I was just out in Oakland. Whatever. That thing's pretty compared to what Oakland looks like."
Isn't Oakland way on the rise because of its proximity to San Francisco, and now the real estate in Oakland is also really expensive?
Sure.
I'm probably
taking us off on a tangent that we don't need to be on.
I think also there's never been a better reason to have a closed roof stadium at NRG Stadium
than right now.
Because what if Donald Penn's old lungs at age 36 inhale a whiff of this smoke?
I like thinking of Donald Penn as like so old that he's actually still smoking a cigarette at halftime. Like even though I'm older than him, he seems like old player. Like he's been around since the 70s. And like the tire fire. This is like the Simpsons Springfield tire fire. You know, like it's been burning since 1973. He drives by that smoke plume, smoking a Marlboro, and it doesn't bother him at all.
He rolls his own Marlboros. He's like a cowboy.
But I watched him. I went back to 2016.
So you watched him against the Texans.
I watched him versus the Texans in 2016. He didn't play in the playoff game, which would have been early 2017.
But he played the Mexico City game.
He had the Liz Frank issue. Oh, that's right. It was the Mexico City game. You know what? I'm watching this thing and I'm like, man, that field is awful. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Clowney had one bad play in that game where he just fell flat on his face because he slipped on the turf. Donald Penn had one bad play versus Clowney where Donald Penn just lost his footing on that crappy turf. But what he does really well is the things that neither of the offensive tackles did well last year for the Texans. He stands up to physical play really well. Like he absorbs bull rushes. He uses his hands. He bear hugs dudes and gets away with it because he does it really fast and really strong. I texted Whitney Merciless earlier this morning because I was watching this film and I'm like, this guy's bear hugging you every damn play. And the officials, these damn Mexico City officials, are letting him get away with it. But I think it's because he does it in a way that he knows the officials are going to let him get away with it.
Also, the officials might not have been able to see it because Mexico City, like the city of Houston, is polluted air.
It's true. They could come in. They could be like, hey, you know, you played really well versus Clowney in that Mexico City game. And look at what we have, a smoke plume.
We have some film of you, Donald. We might need some more, though, because there's so much smog and lasers being shined in Brock Osweiler's eyes. We're not 100% sure of what we saw.
I'm going to look through my binoculars down there at NRG on the practice field and see Donald Penn working out with a gas mask on. Is Mike Devlin's taking him through the paces.
All I can think of when you say that is Laramie Tunsil with that weird gas mask bong, which still freaks me out to this day. Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Tuesday. We're discussing the Texans and possible interest in Donald Penn, the former left tackle of the Oakland Raiders. I'm going to make a cross-sport comparison for you guys because I know that some Texans are going to say, all right, you know, Donald Penn, what does this guy have left? He's 36 years old. He's played the NFL forever. Here's my comparison. It's kind of like the Rockets this year in season, bringing in guys like Austin Rivers or Kenneth Faried. You know, because these guys are available, there's a reason they're available, right? But all you want, all you need from these kind of additions is just the 1 year. Yeah. Like the contribution for the 1 year that you can basically, you know, catch lightning in a bottle. And what these guys provide is exactly what you need. Like when the Rockets signed Austin Rivers, they, at that point in December, they just needed guys who can play NBA minutes. Like they needed guys they can actually put on an NBA court who wouldn't embarrass them. And that's how I feel about Donald Penn at tackle.
And this is the thing. In 2017, he was playing at a very high level. He was playing as well as he'd ever played before at the age of 34.
Yep.
he has the Liz Frank injury at the end of the season. He then pulls his groin 4 or 5 weeks into 2018 season. I thought he was playing a lot better. Just from the film I watched, he was playing better than his Pro Football Focus grades would suggest from 2018. But he was injured the whole time he was coming back from Liz Frank. I'm not concerned at all about how well he'll play. I am concerned about the fact that he'll be 36 years old and that even though he was durable most of his career, you've got two big injuries 2 years in a row now. Is that a sign of what's to come, or will he be fresh and be fine because he's at a year off? You know, Jackie Slater played until he was 40 or so. It's not inconceivable that a guy that was playing at a really high level at the age of 34 won't be doing the same thing at 36.
I have a question about this whole thing that I would love to know the answer to. As we're discussing the Texans, could they bring in Donald Penn, the left tackle formerly of the Raiders? What is the conversation like between the Texans and Donald Penn? Here's why I asked that question. Penn wants to play left tackle in the NFL. So he's going to look at this situation and he's going to say, okay, the Texans had a horrible offensive line. I am better than what you have. I can come in and play. Whereas they might be looking and they might be saying, hey, we still want to develop Julian Davenport.
Right.
They're going to most likely draft. They will draft their left tackle future, either in the first round or second round. You know, what if he says, hey, if I'm coming here, like, I want to make sure I play at left tackle immediately.
Right. I think that you can do that, and you do it by saying this. For one, you've still got Julian Davenport under control for another couple of years, this year and next year.
Yep.
So there's still time to make a decision on Julian Davenport. Two, what am I concerned about with Chantrell Henderson?
Health.
His durability. I'd be bringing Donald Penn in. I'd be concerned about his durability. I would say the probability would still be with me, though, that you're going to get a good, healthy season out of one of those two guys, or at least you'll get enough pay out of him.
I don't know, man.
You think the probability is that neither of them will work out? But if you get 6 to 7 to 8 weeks out of both of them, or even one of them, it gives you more time for Julian Davenport to continue to develop, for Martinez Rankin to figure some things out, for your rookie that you draft to learn the system. So between those two, Chantrell Henderson isn't old, but he hasn't played a lot in 4 years. Between him and Donald Penn, I feel like at least one of them is going to make it long enough to kind of take you through that window period. And I think Donald Penn, like, is he going to get a huge contract at this point? I don't think so.
No, He'll
get a 2-year deal somewhere. And I think that's what the Texans should offer him.
I've been ruminating on that Liz Frank injury that you mentioned about Donald Penn, much like there's a smoke plume looming over the city of Houston. I can't process this in a good way because I keep thinking of Matt Schaub.
Yeah.
And whenever I think of Liz Franks, I think of Matt Schaub. And honestly, I don't know how Matt Schaub is still in the league after the Liz Frank injury that he suffered.
Well, it's been 10 years.
Incredibly, he has been playing since 2013, where he had that collapse on the field that we saw firsthand, and he is still the backup quarterback to the Atlanta Falcons, which is one of the most incredible things about the NFL.
Do you think Schaub still works out?
He did have... Well, he never looked like he worked out when he worked out.
I know.
He's kind of got that, like...
Dad bod?
Like those mashed potato arms, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that... He had the Liz Frank in 2011. He came back and was productive in 2012
for a time
until that stretch,
like midway through the season.
The theory goes that stretch of the Detroit game and the Jacksonville game may have broken him. Because remember, he had a ridiculous number of attempts and yardage and whatnot.
I still don't buy that.
I don't buy it, but it kind of matches
up. How could anyone actually believe it's like, yeah, the quarterback threw the ball 100 times and thus he was dead?
No.
That's so weird.
Well, I think that 2012 season, the looks were a little deceiving because the defense was so incredible early on. Like, they were turning the ball over for the offense so much that it made Schaub look a lot better than he actually was up until things caught up to him at the end.
To bring Schaub's Liz Frank back to Donald Penn, that is a little bit of a red flag when it comes to Donald Penn.
That this is the kind of thing that could doom careers. The
supposedly, all the doctors say that it's not that big of a deal, but I just know, like, I know from experience, a lot of injuries that aren't a big deal to the average person, when you're dealing with the very fine margins at the top of the National Football League, I think the Liz Frank injury screws some guys up.